Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be discussing BEM. So, for anyone who works front end full time, you'll have at very least heard of BEM or possibly have used BEM. Now, what it is it stands for Block Element Modifier, and basically it's a methodology, a naming convention for your CSS selectors and creating your class name subsequently. Now, it's hard to kind of describe this without seeing it visually, so I recommend checking out the BEM 101 article on CSS tricks. You can find that by Googling CSS tricks BEM 101. You'll be able to find a really great article covering BEM there. Now, I really like BEM there's a few reasons. I've got a handful here, but I did originally check it out, I think it was in 2012, 2013, and I tried it out and didn't mind it, but I couldn't get in the habit of doing it, like in using it, following that methodology. And so I kind of just left it off and did my own thing. And I've now come back full circle and I've seen that the benefits of it. So essentially what it does is, using these naming conventions, it reduces the need to nest if you're using SAS or LESS. But I'll put a big asterisk there. You can actually still nest and do some fancy stuff there. It namespaces all your styles. It's really easy to read, and it sets some kind of nice building blocks for anybody you might onboard onto the team. So you're a three-person project, you bring on another two front-end engineers. Getting them up to speed with how you're constructing your CSS is really easy, because it's like, this is BEM. Here's information onto the methodology, and they can easily adopt it if they don't know it, and keep all your selectors very consistent. The other thing is, you can easily reuse any of the selectors that you create, because they're compartmentalized or namespace. You can easily just remove that block of styles out and put it into another project. Now, essentially how it works is, it's broken up into three parts. So you got your block, your element, and your modifier. And basically how it distinguishes them, so if we go through the whole modifier route, we have our block followed by two underscores, the element, then two dashes or two tacks, then the modifier. So how this would work, for example, is, say we have a news article list where we have a div with a class called news. Now that would be our block. And then we have a list of items in there. And for each of those divs or sections or whatever we want to have those elements as, we would call them news underscore underscore item. Now you don't have to use item. These are just news and item. They're just words on using for this example. And then say if you wanted the first one to be highlighted or something, you'd then use the modifier. So we could have, let's say we're gonna give it a featured name. So we'd do news underscore underscore item dash dash featured. And this looks really, really nice. The thing that I do, at least if you use SAS or LESS, it makes it a bit nicer. You don't have to chain your classes. Now, in LESS, essentially what I would do is, I'd create my block selector and write all my styles in there. And then from the element, I'd do the same thing again. So I'd do my dot news underscore underscore item and do all my CSS in there. And then for the modifier, you can either nest using the at root little functions there that you can use to kind of reference its parent selector name, and use some interpolation there, but I generally write them outside. So I'll create a whole new selector and I'll call that, so for our featured, dot news underscore underscore item dash dash featured. And then from there, I will actually extend our original class of dot news underscore underscore item. And that will bring all the styles in, and then I'll put my overrides after that. Now, this does inflate the CSS file a bit, but if you are writing all your little chunks of CSS quite well, it doesn't impact that much. You know, it might be a few extra K. If you really do want to avoid that, you can literally do class chaining. So you'd have on your featured item, you'd have your dot news underscore underscore item, and you'd also have a secondary class of dot news underscore underscore item dash dash featured. I don't really like to chain classes if I don't need to. Or essentially having multiple classes if I don't need to, just because it starts to get a bit messy if you're starting more and more and more classes. You would see this in a lot of front-end WordPress themes where they're attaching a lot of classes to a single element. But that's generally what I do. I recommend checking BEM out. There's a lot of really good articles. I've got some notes in the show notes here, but also check out BEM.info, which is kind of like the homepage for all the methodology, usage examples, all the facts behind it. I'd love to know your thoughts and what you use. I know a lot of people do use SMAX as well as rolling their own. But yeah, let me know on the website at codercatchup.com or send a tweet to @codercatchup. I'd really love to know what you guys are using for your front-end CSS, or if you're just going with nothing or some other framework. It'd be awesome to hear. Anyway, that's it for this episode. We'll catch you at the next one.